he's going to have us. Amen. Y'all may be seated. There's coming a day. I don't know about you, but I think it's time to get into the Word. Amen. I think we're ready. Glory. Everybody stand. Word of God, ever true. Amen. Brother Manuel might be a minute. Holy words long preserved for our walk in this world. They resound with God's own heart. Oh, let the word of God impart words of life, words of hope. Give us strength, help us cope. This world, where'er we roam, the word of God will guide us home. Word of God, ever true, changing me, changing you. We have come with open hearts. Oh, let the word of God impart holy word.
Brothers, praise the Lord. That's good. Give me just a moment here to set up. Yeah, God is good. Let me get this thing going. Let's bow our heads in prayer. Heavenly Father, we're so grateful again that you called us out for another night, that you've given us health, life, to be able to express your word, Father, to be able to study your word, to be able to partake of it, and to be able to live it, Lord. We're so grateful for tonight. I pray that tonight it may be brought forth in simplicity, that it may just be so palpable, Lord, that it may just be you in all. Thank you for the service, Lord. Thank you for the beautiful worship and praise service we've had. Bless the musicians, Lord, and all that be a part, and all that be a part, Father, in making the function of this service tonight. I pray that you give a special blessing, Father, to the listener, and they may be just perceive your sweet presence today. In the blessed name of Jesus Christ, give them rest, Father, and a blessing to their soul today. Yes. In Jesus Christ's name, oh Lord. Amen. Amen. God bless you. You may be seated. You may be seated, actually. Today we're speaking on birth pains. I have a subtitle, and it takes pain to bring forth a birth. Amen. And I do have a scripture. You could pull it up. Sorry, I had to seat it, but it's Micah 4:10. That'll be the scripture I'll use. If you want to go to it, the rest will be rather fast. But I'll start reading it slowly. So Micah 4:10, it says, "Be in pain and labor to bring forth, O daughter of Zion, bride, like a woman in travail. For now shalt thou go forth out of the city, thou shalt dwell in the field, and thou shalt go even to Babylon. There shalt thou be delivered. There the Lord shall redeem thee from the hand of thine enemies. Amen. May the Lord add the blessing to this reading here of this word. Wanted to bring this message on birth pains, and it's going to be evangelistic type, so you can just take your seat and take this in, especially for the youth. Take heed. This would be part of my testimony as how at least my birth came through pain, and I could relate to this scripture. And many other quotes and the messages and the stories we'll be reading. So I'll be sharing some stories and just expounding on them and a little bit of testimony. Amen. But just the natural type and the spiritual. Amen. We'll keep it real simple. It's just going to be a very focused message tonight about birth pain. Yeah. Right? What else can you say other than they're real?
Yeah. Right.
The pain part of it is painful. Mm-hmm. You know, pain, sorrow, distress. And in the Bible, there's many other scriptures that are used about birth pains or women in travail. And a lot of times it's used for the whole people of Israel or captivity, or it's used in the times and the seasons as well to know, you know, to know the times and the seasons. But today we'll be focusing on you, you know, on us.
Amen.
Birth pains and what that means to when you're going through the process of your testimony.
Yeah, right.
Amen.
Amen.
So just taking back to 3:16 in Genesis, in sorrow, just reading a portion here, it says, in sorrow thou shalt bring forth children.
Right. Amen.
Amen. And the focus here is that there is a sorrow, there is a pain, right? And it was part of the curse.
Right.
Now we all came in that condition.
Right?
Right? So in the natural, it's the birth typified as a pain, right? And whether you're relating to from the side of the woman, or whether you're related to the side of the child, either way, it takes work, it takes, you know, effort, it takes distress, and mainly the topic there, whether it's a woman or you as a child, just look at it, the fact that whatever the type is that there's pain.
Right.
I've been a part of two births in the natural, from the looking side, not from the experiencing side. And, there's a lot of pain involved. There's just a lot of preparation. There's just it's real. It's natural, but it's painful. You know, we went through all the classes and all that, and they tell you that don't be surprised if the woman just grabs your hand and just, you know, about to just break your hand. That's like, they're just transferring what they're feeling. And just teaching you about how there's the pains get closer and closer and closer.
Right.
And I think there is the body goes through something when that's happening, right?
Amen. Right.
And it's for a good reason. Just we'll be typing a few scenarios here, like the pond lily, right? Just think about what the pond lily goes through. Think about where the seed goes in and how it has to go through muck and mire. And Brother Branham spoke on it on Revelations, the Book of Symbols. It says, like the great water lily, the little tiny seed born way down in the bottom of the miry, mucky, dirty, frog, scummy pond. And it winds its way up through the darkness, right? Through all the mud and the scum, and it becomes the brightest thing that you ever looked into the face of, with the radiance like the sunshine.
Yeah.
Amen. And just I think that type always reminds me, like I said, it has to go through all the darkness. It has to go through all, you know, like that song that says, he took me out of the miry clay.
Amen.
And in my life, just thinking of the darkness that I had to go, this week I've been really meditating a lot on what it takes to get to a birth.
Right.
You see, and it could very well be because the Lord had this message for someone, because You're studying and studying and trying to bring something, but it keeps on being the same message. In some cases, at least for me, in most of the cases, whatever is I'm bringing forth, the Lord's bringing forth, I'm being reminded of it. Like it actually is, I won't say relive it, but I do get to physically in my body experience it again. I was intimately acquainted with pain. And here we are, right, talking about birth pains, and I'm going through a week of pain, and it's a reminder. It's a reminder of what I had to go through, right, to get to prepare me to be in a condition for my birth, for God's birth in me. Amen. And then I was reminded about, I wish there was, you know, shortcuts or a different way. And we all know the cocoon birth, right? And the attempt to assist it. And it's so tempting, right? Especially when it's your own children, when it's your own loved ones. So this person, Brother Branham speaking in God Keeps His Word, this person who was dealing with this little fellow, they seen that little cocoon moving and wiggling around, and they felt so sorry for the little fellow. So they thought they would just cut the end of it off and let the little bug out. Because when he come out of there, he was going to have wings. He went in as a bug or a little worm. He come out with wings in more like a glorified state. And as he was wiggling, I remember that, and pulling and tugging and beating and biting and trying to get out of the cocoon, they felt sorry for him. So they thought they would just give him a shortcut. So that's the takeaway there for the young ones. A shortcut or a hack, whatever they call them nowadays in this new age. So they go get the scissors and cut the end off. And when they cut the end off, the little bug come out, but he never was right. Because he didn't have any strength in his body, he couldn't use his wings. And I think that that's the way we've tried to duplicate, say, get down to the altar and say this, that, or the other, and try to get the people back to God or in the church or to come to Christ. Just let them boo-hoo it out. That's all. Just work your way out of it. That's all. If you try to give them a shortcut, they'll never be able to stand. I just like to see them struggle and work at it till God gives them a real birth, a natural birth, and that's going to take pain. It says, be in pain, it said in the scripture we read in Micah. In the natural way, just give them the real birth. See? You just stay there until you're ready to fly. Amen. That's the only thing. God has a way of doing it. And then this is just an example. It says, oh, well, if you want to be good, just go over to join the church. This is like, you know, like the voices, right? Mama went to the same church. That might be just fine. But, you know, it takes death to bring a life. And we got to die until then we are so dead. So, you know, real birth, but it requires real death. So dead, in other words, that there can be a new life come in. There's room for it. Like, that's how dead it is. Through pain. Then our wings will be valuable. See, then our wings will be valuable. And our experience that we have will be valuable to others and to ourselves. Amen. You just look at that story. Look at how beautiful it lays out. I mean, Jesus said, you know, if there would be any other will, right, when he had to give up his will. And I think that process of dying, that process of of going through life and that process of the Lord getting you in that ready condition, right, where you really do have to go through. And, you know, for some people, it takes different things.
Right.
I don't know if for you it came without pain. You know, some people later down the road, we're talking, there's talk about, you know, the Holy Ghost without sensation and different things. But we're talking about here to even get you there. You got to go through something in life to make you truly not want to have your life, to make you truly want, you know, be basically surrender and die. And of course, it comes with repentance and it comes through faith and all those different things. But today's focus is going to be is that there's going to be pain.
Amen.
If there's going to be a real death anyway.
Amen. Right.
There's going to be some pain involved.
Amen.
See, we talk about the corn of wheat that must die,
yes.
Right? That's a law. And when that broke to me, it's so simple, but yet it's so deep, right? Is that, verily, verily, I say unto you, in John 12, 24, verily, verily, I say unto you, except the corn of wheat fall into the ground. So you got to fall. You got to fall to your knees. I mean, I literally fall flat on my face in the mountains looking out for the Lord when I was crying out and working out my salvation with fear and trembling. A corn of wheat fall into the ground and die, it abideth alone. But if it die,
Amen.
The real die, it brings forth. So it has a birth. It brings forth much fruit.
Yeah.
So think about it. You know, in another place, Jesus said that he who wants to save his life will lose it. But he who loses his life for my sake, you know, will gain it. Amen. So just think about all the types, and a lot of these types that we're looking at are actually from the message, birth pain. You know, it was pop putting in my heart and the message, and then I'm thinking, I don't know if it's okay to give the same title as Brother Branham's, you know, title of a sermon, but I mean, that's just what it is. It's birth pains. And if you go look into it, he types a few other, many different things that I'm going through. But what really the message is there is that, you know, it really takes death to have a birth, but before that comes that pain. Right. In other words, you don't just and then all of a sudden just get the new life. The process of dying, it ain't easy. You know, and just look at the beauty here. Even the dewdrop. Even the dewdrop. I never seen it this way in that same message. Like the rain, if you will. In the message, Birth Pains in 65. It was only one title message called Birth Pains. Now, we find that rain, which brings forth fruit upon the earth, it's born. As the poet said, in the fields of thunder, in a ragged, jagged skies. But if we didn't have a thunder and the ragged, jagged skies, that little distilled drop of rain that's been lifted from the seas and distilled from the salt, it would not be born. Isn't that amazing? I just even the clouds, it had talked about how the clouds had to actually die to be able to give forth rain. And to me, it's just natural. To me, it's just amazing how in the natural, there's so much of a type and everything. And here, it sounds like distress, right? It sounds like the cloud has to go through much. It continues on to say in the same 62 there, it says, it takes that lightning, thunder, blast, ragged, rugged, fearful thing to bring forth the soft petal drops of water. It takes pain to bring forth birth. That's a subtitle. Birth pains. It takes pain to bring forth birth. That's a direct quote with the period and all.
Right.
It says, it takes dying. That's right. But see, pain comes first. And as the clouds die, what a type, huh?
Amen.
Rain is born.
Amen.
Because rain is a part of that cloud.
Yep.
One has to cease so the other one can exist.
Right.
I love those stories because you can remember that. And if it's happened to you can just say amen.
Yeah.
That's beautiful. The little chicken, right? We know the same thing.
Yeah. Right.
The little chicken, again, birth pains. Little chicken, when it's being born, the process of, you know, if you ever notice one of that little fellows right on top of his little beak, or any bird that's born from an egg, so that would be an eagle too. It's God maturing this old eggshell. Then it says, the old, like look at this, the old inner parts of the eggs has to rot away. So it's a process of you dying, right? Or being birthed, to be able to be born. And it says, and it has to take this little beak and scrape back and forth until it breaks the shell out. Amen. We call it piping. It's piping its way out. Down in Kentucky, where I come from, says Brother Branham, piping this his way out, they have never found a better way. Amen. See? Why? It's God's provided way. You try to help it. But some people will say, well, you know, I like the whole birth idea, but, you know, just without the pain. You try to help it, help him, you'll kill him. You see? And I relate a lot with people that, you know, have older children and that, you know, are working on their testimony. And I believe that that's, I can just, this week I meditated on how difficult that is, right? And just praying and just believing because, you know, of course you want to try to help them. It's like your human intuition of nature, right? To go try to help him. And then the patient part of how long, right? In God's eye, it probably takes as long as it took this this chick to come out. Just, yeah, you might think, you know, it's been 10 years, 15 years for some of us, and then they're thinking, but, you know, Tim's, he's just scraping back and forth, you know? And, but, you know, it's really difficult when you have to see years after years of patience. And pick the shell out of him. If you try to help him, he'll die. See? He's got to labor. But the same thing happened to you, though. Strain. Break forth. That's the way a Christian has to do it. It ain't somebody just shaking your hand, taking you in. You got to lay there until you die. Rot. And are born into the kingdom of God. Man, it's God's provided way. You don't go in by book or shake hands or joint pump up, pull down. You just simply have to get away from the old shell. Notice, no better way have they ever found. You see? And to me, that's just so real that it comes with that fight. It comes with that distress. I remember vividly taking a walk out and find myself in a ditch, you know, when you have the side that comes down and the side that comes up, just literally just sitting on the 45 degree angle side and just experiencing those pains, literally birth pains, like physically and spiritually and everything. Amen. Where you literally feel like you're dying, and that's because I was in the process of dying. And it is very real, at least it was for me. I went through pain. It was very real. And it was very long. It was very prolonged. Like, it wasn't just one day. And it really took, maybe I had a lot of pride in life or something, but it took me a lot to die. And if it wasn't for you, you know, that's good, I guess. But as my testimony is, I'm relating to this here. Even interesting that it talks about how even the Old Testament had to give way, had to give birth to the New Testament. I think that's just a beautiful type. I never seen it. The life that was right, that was lived out in the Old Testament. Birth pains, the message. You're always called crazy, but it's as Paul said, when he wrought it out. That's Paul, right? Out of what he once claimed, the Old Testament. Said, in the way that's called heresy, that's the new now, that's the way I worship the God of our fathers. In the way that's called heresy. See, he had accepted the new life. That Old Testament had give birth to the new. So see, it just typed in many different places. And he had to rot away from the old and just make it a shadow in order to be. And it goes on to different things. He had to basically, I mean, in some places, the law, what he had, you know, what was produced in his life in the Old Testament. He said he accounted as dung. It's kind of accounted as something unclean, right? Yeah. And it is because in comparison, right, to that new life and that he had received, and that's what he said, in the way that's called heresy. But you see, I was really meditating on Paul because I'm thinking, a lot of people just, you know, see him that he was on his way persecuting Christians, and then he saw the shining bright light, and then he lost his vision, and then a few days, you know, later came somebody to pray for him and all. You got to remember, though, he had to go through something, too, and pain and something. We don't know if that loss of his eye was painful, but one thing we do know is he had a thorn in his side. And I know that can be very painful. If you ever experienced a thorn on your side, it'd be very painful. And I know that he had to go through his birth pains. I mean, here it is, Brother Branham preaching on birth pains and bringing out his how he had to rot. He rotted out of what he once claimed. Amen? And even the earth is a type. So from the old earth to the new earth, actually even says also from the old earth and heavens will be a new heaven and a new earth, right? So in Romans 8:22 it says, "For we know that the whole creation groaneth and travaileth in pain together until now," right? Going through that process of becoming new, see? And in Revelation 21:1 we get to see it. "And I saw a new heaven and a new earth, for the first heaven and the first earth were passed away." Sounds like, you know, death or whatever in a new one, birth. "And there was no more sea." So all these types are pointing to one thing. That I see the word here, groaneth, travaileth, pain. It reminds me of that song, right? And it says, "And in their pain, the agony, anguish, affliction, they began to sing. Their chains were loose and they were free." See? Amen. And many different places, even later on, we'll touch just very little. This is mainly talking about as you come to the new birth. Of course, as you move on and go into adoption and then move on to become going on maturity for Christian, of course we still go through pain and suffering and all these things. But we have that testimony that we can just, you know, get into God's presence and have the victory of these things. Amen? Because we've seen a greater pain. I mean, something that was so great that it brought you to a birth. Yeah, see? Mine. Eagle's adoption, right, as a type. Of course, in the Easter seal. Many of you remember the old story of the old eagle giving birth, or the hen giving, if you will, assisting, right, with his feathers. It says, "As an egg of an eagle under the chicken feathers." See? It's the atmosphere. But the focus here, it says, that's what I think that this business group has done, trying to break out the atmosphere. So break up the atmosphere. Yeah. It says, "We're getting too clannish," it says. "One belongs to this and to that. Let's break up the atmosphere to get the atmosphere, the better atmosphere, of course, in a heavenly worship," he says. "Get the atmosphere right. Eagles will be born." I believe in my heart that as this church is, you know, moving forward, and by God's grace, there's a good mix of young, middle-aged, and mature people. I believe that we are going to see, right, the new generation rise by God's grace. And I believe that will be added unto us, that the ones that are out can come in. Amen. And I believe that God has the power to do what he did in us with them. And I believe, you know, from time to time, as we get to share messages like these for the younger in their walk, I believe it can just fortify their testimony, strengthen them, or it can call them into their testimony. Amen. And it says, "Get the atmosphere right. Eagles will be born." You know, it was a beautiful presence and atmosphere here today when I walked in, and even for being in the room studying a little and just walking in, and you detect his presence. You perceive the presence and the sweet aroma, and we need this. We need this, and we need more. Amen. We need the atmosphere, because the atmosphere is everything. As I was preparing for this message, you know, you get battled with a lot of thoughts, with a lot of doubts, and a lot of, you know, wearisome things and so forth. But you come in, and they just all dissipate even before you come up here. Because as I was sitting there listening to you all worship and play instruments, it's the atmosphere changes. And then one of these words can Lord can use to help you, to help us. It did to me. Sometimes one thing you hear on the worship, or the Lord brings you someone to pray for, it's wonderful. It's wonderful that we have that atmosphere, that people that are going through those pain processes and going through their birth pains, that they can have the atmosphere, right? Like with the chick here that we're talking about. Talk about two things. It takes pain, but it does take atmosphere too, right? Because we know we don't just put an egg just anywhere and let it come forth just like that, right? Birth pains here. I love this standalone sentence I read there in that message. The word must deliver the word bride church. That's a mouthful there. The church has to go to be delivered out of her, a bride for Christ. The word must deliver the word bride church. So the word's going to give birth to this word bride church. So just a word bride church. The church has to be delivered out of her. Amen. A bride for Christ. Right. Amen. To me, that's just beautiful. The word giving birth to the bride. Amen. Beautiful. Church message to the next. Look at this nugget I found. Don't you see it, how those messages has come with birth pain? But the life left right out of there to go to the next message. The life went right out of Luther into Wesley's message. Right out of Wesley's message into the Pentecostal's message. Amen. Now, it's time again to leave the shuck. What's the matter? There's nature in every form declaring that that's the truth. Amen. You see, it says, you see, don't you see how those messages has to come with birth pains? Yes. You see? Not much taught on this in a lot of places. Sometimes you have to read in the lines and between the lines to really get to a lot of what even the message birth pains was bringing forth. Not much taught out in the different ranks in the Christian denominations and such. It was really hard to study for this, I have to say, because it just takes that. Well, if it takes that experience, that if you've been through it, then you know what Brother Branham was teaching on that, because it's describing your experience. But as far as just coming easy like that, to be able to pull forth, you know, much scripture and all this on this, it really is something that has to be revealed. Amen. To you. And when you've gone through your birth pain, then you'll know. And it's good, of course, you know. It's not to bully anybody. It's just that's the way God established it. So let's talk about our birth now. Let's talk about us, you know, in natural, a little bit about the baby and then how that relates to your spiritual birth. So where has thy strength gone? Samson, question, message. We all know that any kind of a birth is a mess. Amen. I remember when I first started reading some of these things, you know, you're thinking, oh, no, but, you know, it could be in a pink decorated hospital and they can sanitize it nowadays. Just a quick thing. I remember my wife, the first birth, she was wearing her pink outfit and her pink bow, and she had like a she ordered herself a pink gown. And it's just all dainty and everything, and we were playing a lot of just beautiful music, and we had a good atmosphere, I'll tell you that much. But the pains were still there. And the mess. So, but it was beautiful, actually. It was a wonderful experience. But you see, when a baby is born, she probably could tell you about the pain part. If it's on the floor, if it's on the shuck pile, or in a pink decorated hospital room, it's a mess. So you'll know. But it brings life. That's what the new birth is. It's a mess. But it brings life. It ain't a style or a put on or... It ain't a style. In other words, yeah, I'm in the new birth group too, you know, or club or whatever. Or a put on or declaration of creeds even. Now that speaks to the religious realm, right? It's the baptism of the Holy Ghost. And that's the secret of the real believing church born again.
Amen.
Amen. And you see, it says those messages came with birth pains. So don't be surprised that you're experiencing something more than the easy believism that's out there of, you know, come accept Jesus into your heart, say a little prayer. You know, it has this place if you've never heard of anything. You got to be taught where you got to start and grow and go through your walk, right? And the different phases that are biblical in your walk. But I'll say this is, it's not a style, and these messages did come with birth pain. I can say amen to that. I can relate to that because I'd been a Christian for some time when this message came across my path. And lo and behold, then I had to go through birth pains in the sense of I really had to go through something that I had not experienced. So it's something that happened to me. I had to tell you that much. You can call it whatever you want to call it, but I'll tell you this much. This message didn't come to me easy. It came to me because I was in pain. I was, even though I had already been in the Christian, you know, churches, and I was spiritually dying, and I needed a lifesaver. I needed something that was more. And to me, it didn't mean just words. It didn't mean something different of another taste. To me, it means I need something that's going to really make me alive. I need something that's going to help deal with these birth pains that I'm dealing with, that I'm working out with, and all these different things that were showing up in my life, my member, my body. And I really needed a lifesaver is the best way to say it. I was dying. So I needed something to come and tell me what was happening to me. In 1 John 5:6, it says this. Yeah. Bible here, 1 John 5:6. Not the Gospel of John, but the first letter. This is he that came by water. So talking about Jesus. And blood, even Jesus Christ. Not by water only, but by water and blood. And it is the Spirit that beareth witness, because the Spirit is truth.
Amen.
In the Gospel of John, it does say, John himself saying that, you know, he saw water and blood come out. And then later on, it talks about the Spirit. So, but then he says, he who testifies to these things is true, he says. And I bear witness that, he's basically speaking to himself, that he saw these things. And I just think it's beautiful to hear how the bride can see these things. And you can find that scripture, but it's where John at the cross saw it. And he's testifying. He says it in two sentences. It's not just once where he says, you know how he says that the other disciple, that the one that Jesus loved, or the one that got there faster or something like that. In this case, he says, you know, the disciple that saw it bears witness to these things. And his testimony is true, he says. Look at this. The Spirit bears witness because the Spirit is truth. It's a beautiful connection. This is John's again in the letters. But what it says in verse 8, and there are three that bear witness in earth. So it talks about heaven too. It talks about three that bear witness in heaven, but there are three that bear witness in earth. The Spirit and the water and the blood. Didn't underline blood there, but it's those three. And these three agree in one, right? So look at here in the message, questions and answers. Now listen closely. What come from his body first was water, blood, and Spirit. Now, when a baby is born in the earth, mother and dad, what's the first natural thing in a natural birth that breaks? Water. Is that right? First, labor pain. The word is cutting. The sinner sitting there, you know, this discerning what the sinner would say, does that mean that I have to quit, you know, going to or doing? Will I have to get a... Oh, look what it says. It's pain and labor.
Right.
It takes death to bring forth life.
Right.
Death. Life can only come through death. You see, well, you'll say, that's right. Here you go. All right. I repent of my sins. I want to be baptized to show to this congregation I believe in the death, burial. Now, that death part included that pain that it was talking about, the sorrow. Death, burial, and resurrection of the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. Water come forth. And then it says, what's the second thing in the natural? Birth, blood. Is that right? Breaking of blood. Then the blood cleanses and takes all the unclean habits away from you. Amen. Sanctifies you, gets you fixed up.
Amen.
All right? That cleans you from all sin. Now, you're set aside for service.
Yes.
See? And we'll be wrapping up shortly. But this is Isaiah 53:11. Jesus. Talking about Jesus. He shall see the travail of his soul. And he shall be satisfied by his own, by his knowledge shall my righteous servant justify many. For he shall bear their iniquities. I just think that, you know, our Jesus saw travail too. And it says of his soul. So he understands what it's like.
Amen.
He understands what it's like to go through that. And to me, that was comforting to know, because that's big words here. He says, for he shall bear their iniquities. And to me, that was beautiful to know that. But it wasn't easy for him either. You know, me and my wife were talking about how he literally had to surrender his will.
Amen.
Three times he fight that out.
Right.
Then he had to go get the 39 lashes on his back. You know, some have said that there's, generally speaking, 39 categories of sicknesses. So see, at the cross, he didn't, that's not when you were healed necessarily, but it's by his stripes that you were healed.
Right.
See? And then he did die on the cross, right? A terrible death. And look at this travail of his soul. And shall be satisfied by his knowledge, shall my righteous servant justify many, for he shall bear their iniquities. I think I got just a few more scriptures here. From sorrow to joy. We know that the scripture that says that pain and sorrow and pain and sorrow. But it does go from sorrow to joy.
Amen.
It says in the type here in John 16:21 in the Bible. A woman when she is in travail hath sorrow. I mean the Bible said it right. That would greatly multiply their sorrow. And in sorrow shall thou give birth. Because her hour is come. So, I mean, I remember the hour of sorrow. But as soon as she is delivered of the child, she remembers no more the anguish for joy that a man is born into the world. So, a lot of people, you know, there is sorrow. There is pain. There is distress. But then comes the joy when there's a birth. And it's just something that I testify that when you haven't had joy before and then you have joy, you know the difference. You really know that, simply put, happiness is external. It's things happening. And if this is there, then you have it. If not, then you don't. Mm-mm-mm. But it's joy. It comes from the inside out. Right? Even if you're going through challenges in life, that joy is just a steady spiritual happiness, if you will. But it really isn't dependent on the climate or on things external. And I want to just slowly read this song that goes very closely to what we're talking about. And I just think it's special. It's Working on Her Testimony is the name of the song. It says, the preacher listened closely to the broken mother's heart. It's a song to the mother. As she talked about her daughter gone astray. So feeling so ashamed. That's not the daughter now. This is the mother. Feeling so ashamed, she wants to take the blame. And she wonders where she made her mistake. But the preacher said, this prodigal, and we know the word prodigal always has a happy ending. This prodigal knows the way to Calvary. And the word says that she won't run for long. So let's keep believing in God's higher way. No, be sure that until she's back where she belongs, she's working on her testimony.
Yes.
It's that until part that,
right.
that's hard.
Amen.
Until she's back where she belongs, she's working on her testimony.
Amen.
Now, I've seen this from the side of my mother. My children are young, by God's grace. My mother, not having all the help because she didn't have all the word access and all the, you know, the experiences and the maturity that many in this congregation have, she went through this. She went through seeing me astray in the world. No mother in her right mind. My mother never taught us to do wrong in that sense. She always taught us about God with what she knew, and she always told us the right way. They did not lead us into a bad example. And she went through seeing a son that was astray. And she went through seeing that year after year after year. And in that until part, I saw it in my mother's eyes. I saw that desperation and yet patience at the same time. So I know that until she's back where she belongs, she's working on her testimony. Though the way she chose is lonely, know that there's victory down the road. Because someday she'll share her story and help somebody else to make it home. So don't worry. She is working on her testimony. This could be your story. You're praying, Lord, how long? That's the until. What would it take for my child to be saved? You know, God has a plan. You've placed it in His hand. But it's hard to leave it there and walk away. I know my wife was testifying about something one time. It was really hard in her life. I mean, for a decade or so, she struggled with something related with other people. But putting it in God's hands, you know, it can be a cliche or it could be something we do. But then leave it and walk away. Like to truly trust that you can give your back on that and that it's really on the hands of the Lord, not just by a saying, but that you really, you left it and then you walked away. I see the difficulty on that. This could be your story, says to the prodigal. There's a promise to your children. The same one's given you. That's her faith. That's her hope. Amen. That together you will spend eternity. No failure is final. When God extends His grace. Amen. But until then, help us, Lord, right? Until then, just speak. And with all your heart, believe. Amen. They are working on their testimony. Any boy, man, girl, any prodigal, it's such as we, right? We were there. Right. Is working on their testimony. Amen. Though the way they chose is lonely, know that there's a victory down the road. Because someday they will share their story. And I believe that, brother. I believe that testimony you were sharing here on Sunday about, you know, God's giving you a vision, dream about somebody's child coming back home. And I think that this is real. And I believe that God can help us enter into a season where we all help each other, where we all, it's supernaturally, the Lord puts it in our hearts when we're out in our works and our drives to pray for one another's children that are doing well, those that are struggling. Those that are here, those that are in the process of coming home to hear any other congregation the Lord calls. And it says, and help somebody else to make it home. Don't worry, they're working on their testimony. It's a song by La Fontaine family there. And the sheep's broken leg. So this is just to wrap up here. This is even after. This is not related to the birth, but this is even for us that the birth is, you know, have gone through the birth. Sheep's broken leg. The sheep's broken leg. I think we all know that story, and it's, I really do believe it's God's love. I really do believe it. It's just, it's how we would do with our children. It's how we would do. The old shepherd story that was told there in Jerusalem, in the Holy Lands, of a shepherd was packing a sheep, and he said, what's you packing it for? Said, it's got a broken leg. Said, how did it do that? Fall over a cliff? Said, no, I broke its leg. He said, why? You're a cruel shepherd to break that sheep's leg. Said, nope, I loved it. I loved it.
Amen.
And said it wasn't going astray. Excuse me, it was going astray. And it couldn't make it mind me. Yep. Couldn't make it listen to me, to heed, right?
Yep.
Amen. And I think that is God's love. So I broke his leg so I could give it some extra attention. So then it will love me and follow me. Sometimes God has to let us break down just a little bit in health to give us a little extra attention, to get us upon his lap, to woo us up in his bosom. When the doctor said nothing can be done, then he takes us in his bosom. Say, see, I love you. I'm going to let you get well. See? Oh, doesn't that just make us feel a little better? Just to know that he did it out of love. There's painful, though. Oh, he is so great. And he is a marvelous shepherd, isn't he?
Amen.
I have a last sentence here to share. I've been doing some studying on some paint compliance. And so... It's fresh in my mind. And, you know, so paint compliance, I've been studying about tasers, some very powerful tasers for a class I'm taking. And I'm really learning about the effects in the body and all that just last night. And so it was very near and dear talking about how you got the meanest, greatest, heaviest people that, you know, are non-law abiding at the time. And I tell you, like, you'll see how this pain helps them comply. Get on your knees. Okay, well, I'll make you get on your knees. And just a couple shots of those things, Taser 7 and others, 10 that they have, it would really remind you. But just remember, pain compliance, you know, in the spiritual, in your walk, it causes you to value and respect, you know, life,
right,
leading to repentance, right? You know, I think sometimes when you're a youth, we think you got it all figured out and think we know more, of course, than grandparents and parents and great-grandparents and more than people that have been there, done that. And, you know, about life. Sure, you might know about your phones, but not about life for the most part, all right? So old life to new life, right? So with this respect, I know one thing. When you got a lot going for you, you know, you can just kind of go on the high road and all that. But I'll tell you one thing, when you go through experiences, health issues, or just accidents or pains in your life, it really makes you appreciate and value just life. And when you're not experiencing it, it really makes you appreciate health, life, all the things that we take for granted when we're little children, when we're youth. But just... respect, it makes you respect life. It makes you be so grateful that you woke up one day and you were able to just breathe and get up and
Amen.
Go to school, go to work, and have one of those days where pain was low, or there was no pain, or there was you know, no distress. And well, it makes you respect, it makes you value life, it makes you value that you were able to smell the freshness of a new day. Amen. And my encouragement here is for all the youth, is that if you discern yourself in your lives, sometimes it comes in a way of physical, other times it comes in a way of mental battle, right? It comes in depression. It can come in just being feeling like you're low, or like, you know, the purpose is just not clear. Or it's a lot of times that we're just, as youth, you know, you go through those phases where you literally feel like somebody sucked the life out of you, like where, you know, you're joyful, you know, you're a happy person and all that, and then you're going through these birth pains, and then you can call them teething pains, but they're more like birth pains, right? And you're going through these things, and it reminds you that outside of the Lord, right? When outside of repentance, you really can't have the birth.
Right.
And the thing is, for a lot of us, you just don't repent just because, right? It sadly does take going through some difficulty. Going through some pain. So as you're reading this message and as you're hearing it, and if you see that God's word, the Bible, it's basically getting you to a position where you really come to a full surrender of the Lord and the Lord Jesus Christ and make him your Lord, the owner of your life, right?
Yes.
in His Word and the purity of His life, then just know you're going through birth pains.
Amen.
I mean, it might, when you go through them, difficulties like that, it might seem so much, so great, but just do know that for the joy, you know, that a child is born into this life. Amen. And I pray that God will help all the youth here and all the ones that are going through their young adulthood and development. You know, it's an age where there's a lot of distractions. There's just, it's even more of an out of balance, because 40 years ago, you know, you had at least people looked like Christians just going out to the stores, and, you know, there was that life. But now it's like, to remain in God's narrow way of His life, of His original life and message, in the way you are, the way you dress, the way you present yourselves and such, it's such a contrast to Walmart and to anything nowadays, anywhere you go. And so it is harder, you know, from that stance. But, you know, God says that where sin abounds, grace abounds even more. May the Lord bless everyone's, you know, children, youth, yourselves that are going through these birth pains. I relate. I relate to birth pains. And it's going to lead to a good thing. It's going to lead to a real dying and a real birth.
Amen.
Amen. God bless you all. And I'll leave you with this last scripture here. Psalm 87:5-6. And of Zion it shall be said, this and that man was born in her.
Amen.
You were born in Zion. You were born in the bride. And the Highest Himself shall establish her. The Lord shall count when He writeth or records up the people, that this man was born there.
Amen.
Selah. What a birth certificate, amen. May God bless you and keep you this week.
Amen.
Praise the Lord. Amen. Thank you, Jesus. Praise the Lord. God bless you, sir. Good job. Praise the Lord.
Amen. That was good.
Amen.
Listen, it's something we all experience. You got to go through birth pains. Get born again, you got to get a birth. You got to go through the pain. And we got to, we may be like that sheep or that lamb. God may have to break three of our legs sometimes, as stubborn as we are, to keep us to keep us in line.
Right.
And but you know what? He does it out of love.
Right.
He does it out of love. Everything God does, He does out of love, because that's all He is. He's love. He's not evil. Amen. He's not evil. So if He breaks your leg, He's breaking it for a purpose.
Right.
To get you to come back to the Lord. Get your attention.
Amen.
Like Brother Dale always said, God will get your attention.
That's right.
One way or the other. He'll get it. Some come screaming, dragging, got their fingers on, still on the world, trying to stay. But others just come on in.
Right.
But you know what? Once you get in, you're a child.
Right.
Don't matter. You don't have any kind of status. You're a child of God.
Right.
And we appreciate that. But God bless you, buddy. That was good. Good job. And let's sing a song. If anybody has a need. Sing and worship. We heard a good message.
If the world from you withhold of its silver and its gold, and you have to get along with meager fare, just remember in His word how He feeds a little bird. Take your burdens to the Lord. Leave Him there.
That's the hardest thing we have to do. Leave it there.
Save
and He can heal. Take your burdens to the Lord. lost and never down. He will surely bring you out. Take your burdens to the Lord, leave it there. When your enemies assail and your heart begins to fail, don't forget that God in heaven answered prayer. He will make a way for you and will lead you safely through. Take your burdens to the Lord. Don't leave here with that burden on your heart. Leave it here. Problem. We don't leave it. We don't put it on him. He said, cast all your cares. He cast everything on me. Because he wants to bear your burden more than you want to give it to him. Because you think sometimes you can fix it. You can do it better than God. Got a bulletin. You can't. No, you can't do it better than God can. Apply the token and leave him alone. Apply the token. Leave him alone. You say, but I want to. Well, that means when you say I, that means you get in between God and the person. You got to take yourself out. I mean, some of us did come kicking and screaming. Some of us came, just heard the word, got the new birth, and it was just so nice and wonderful. And some of us fought for ages to get to the place. But you know what? It's like that little chicken. And it's the truth. I mean, if you try to help that chicken get out of the shit, you think you're helping him because you think he's trapped. No. No, he's birthing himself. He's making himself stronger by pecking on that thing. And don't ever try to pull a butterfly out of a cocoon. He'll die right there because that's not the way it's supposed to be. Let nature take its course. So give them over to God. Give everything you've got over to God. And I'll guarantee you, if you'll give it all to him, it's like Brother Claude Weisinger told me one time. He said, you know, we give them over to the Lord, and then something really bad happens to them, and you're like, Lord, take that off of them. Take that off. You just took that off what you put on them. Leave them alone. Let them be. If my kids have to lay on their deathbed to get salvation, that's what I want. I want them there with me. And I'm talking about all your kids, too. All everybody's kids. I want them all saved, sanctified, and filled with the Holy Ghost. I just don't want them in church. Right. We can get them to come to church. Right. Yeah, I mean, we can have little functions, and we can get them all. We can fill the church up. But the Holy Ghost is going to be with them when they're not in this building. The Holy Ghost is going to go with them. And they're going to be a child, a son and daughter of God. Never can reverse that. Let's get them born again. We get them born again, and then guess what? If we had everybody come back Sunday, of your children just standing here right now, we'd have to build another church. Just for the people standing here today. Much less all the ones going to be there Sunday. Get all of them coming back. Kids, grandkids, like I said, great-grandkid. We'd have to fill a church. We'd build another church. We would. We'd rent one if we had to get them all in here. And you know what? I see that as that if you will believe, It will happen.
Amen.
Okay, we got to become, I was talking to a brother this week, we've got, listen, we say we believe, we've got to become believers.
Amen.
We've got to become believers.
Right.
Because what happens is this world is so negative with unbelief. You're born in unbelief. That's what we're going to talk about Sunday. You're born in sin. You're born in unbelief.
Right.
You got to get to a place where you believe.
That's right.
And then exercise your faith where you can believe what God's already said about you. Listen, this body change is not a new book we're going to find. It's not some new sermon we're going to find. It's not some new prophet that's going to come. It's right here. It's in our hands.
Amen.
Brother Brown said, rapture and faith lies in the books and tapes.
Right.
All right, so guess what? When are we going to start believing and be believers that that's going to happen?
Amen.
And then God sends a fivefold ministry to break it down and take it off the pages and then help us to live it. Amen? This Sunday, you're going to have a war. Because we're the time change is Saturday night. So you're going to lose an hour of sleep. Then we're going to have two services.
Amen.
So don't try to catch up sleep at 3 o'clock Sunday. Or 4.
Amen.
Sleep in between. Go out in your car and take a nap. That's why I want to start at 3 o'clock instead of 2. Give you a little extra time to take a nap. And I don't mind a bit. Brother Ray Gabriel used to come in here and he'd lay, of course he's a little bitty man, but he'd lay right there and he'd take a nap between services. He didn't sleep during service. So he took a nap. So maybe we need to take a nap. We can all take us a nap. What else are we going to do?
Amen.
But we're going to have something to eat. We'll have sandwiches, so they'll be cold, so you won't warm your body up. We're not going to have any much carbs, so your carbs won't have to turn into sugar and then put you to sleep. So at 3 o'clock, we'll have service at 10 and at 3 this weekend and then the next weekend. Pray for Brother Luis. He'll be going up to Brother Tim Calhoun. I spoke to him on the way up here. Brother Tim's doing really well. The Lord's really blessed him. He came home a day early. He's at home now. And he is rehabbing very well with the back surgery and all. So, like I said before, Brother Aaron and him is going to go up the next weekend. And then the next weekend, Brother Manuel and his family will be up there at Brother Tim Calhoun. So just keep them in prayer. Keep Brother Tim, keep all the people up there in prayer. Keep everyone in prayer as they travel and do the work of the Lord. We want to help as much as we can to help anybody. And if we got the resources to do it, I believe we should do it. It takes it off of Brother Tim. I told him today, I said, don't worry. Don't ask me no questions. We're just going to send the people, and we'll take care of it. And I'll talk to Brother Rodney. I said, you just rehab yourself. I said, you take care of yourself. We'll take care of the church for you while you're down. Amen. And I hope we do that with anybody that we can help out. Any brother that's in need like that. So all minds clear.
Hey.
Get ready for Sunday. We got two services. We'll still be on the first seal. And we'll have regular services, both services. And in between, we'll have sandwiches and chips and drinks for you to have to eat between service. So if you don't like sandwiches, then you can go get you something to eat. But we'll provide the sandwiches for you if you want to eat between services. And just stay downstairs and we'll fellowship a little bit maybe. And then start at 3 o'clock. So God bless you. Let's bow our heads. Heavenly Father, Lord, thank you for this message you've given us, Father. You give us a message inside of a message. We know what the message is, but Lord, you brought through our brother a message of birth pains. That, Lord, we must be in travail. You were in travail on the cross. And as the song says, when you were on the cross, I was on your mind. Lord, you thought of every redeemed believer while you were hanging on that cross. And Lord Jesus, you'll never forget us. You'll never leave us. You'll never forsake us. We're engraved in the palm of your hands with a nail. And I pray, Lord, that you would be with each one, be with the families represented here and watching online. That, Lord, you'll give us our children, Lord. I mean, give us the new birth for our children.
Yes, sir.
Not just start coming to church because mama said so, daddy said so, or there's a war and it scares people into coming to church. We see that happen a lot, Lord. We saw the churches at 9/11 when all the churches started filling up because there was something going on. That's just temporary. Lord, that's when something happens bad. We need to be at church all the time. Lord, I pray that you'd put that desire in all of our heart to do that, Lord. Just be with us now. Take care of us, Lord, as we go our separate ways, be back Sunday, Lord, in service for you, Father. Be with the ones that are traveling, Brother Luis, different ones, that you'll take care of them, Lord. Be with the ones that are sick, Lord, that couldn't be here tonight, Lord, and the ones that are watching online, that you'll be with them, Lord, and just take care of us in Jesus' name. Amen. God bless you. You're dismissed.
If your body suffers pain.